Good morning. Today I will be reading Psalms 119, verses 1 to 3. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they only walk in his paths. Proverbs 16:20. Those who listen to instruction will prosper, and those who trust in the Lord will be joyful. John 16:24. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God. For the people of God, thanks be to God.
And I'm calling on the Lord. Good morning, class of 2017. Are you excited? Oh! And all those who love them, I know you're excited. This is an exciting day, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's an exciting day. It's a bittersweet day. It's a day full of lots of emotions, isn't it? How many of you, this is your first child graduating? Let me see your hands. Oh, yeah, I've already saw the tears. I've already identified you people. How many of you, this is your last child graduating? Oh, yeah. They are so happy. They've been smiling since they got up this morning. You didn't know that, did you? How many of you are just praising God that you are here this morning, that your child is graduating, and you're graduating with them, right? I know. It is a day of mixed emotions. It is. It's a day of joy, hope, and promise, and we're going to talk about that. But this is tradition in our community, and we are one of the very few who continue this tradition to come together as a community, right, as believers and followers of Christ, to pray for you, okay, to send you into the world with blessing, for you to know that you're loved. Did you know you're loved? You feeling it today, okay? And that you'll never be alone, never, ever. It's also a day of memories. I bet your parents, am I right, and your grandparents have been telling you about their high school days, am I right? Yeah, and their, yes, and their graduation day, and you hear all the stories. And you have to know that this is one of the days. It's a rite of passage, and you're never, ever going to forget it. Amen? Amen. When Pastor Jim called me to share, I immediately went to my graduation day in my mind. Yes, yes, I am a Woodbridge Blue. Hey! 76, you got it, baby. Rocks, I know. Spared a 76. And see, I'm a Woodbridge Blue Raider. I'm one of the oldest living Woodbridge Blue Raiders, okay? Not the oldest. Where's Margaret Workman? She loves you. You know, did you all know this? Here's some trivia. Love on her today because she loves you, doesn't she? She loves the school. She was in the first graduating class of Woodbridge. Isn't that exciting? But you may not know me, but I know a lot of you people. I met some of you down there in the fellowship hall. Because I graduated, went to school with your aunts and your uncles and your grandparents. There's a blue bond, isn't there? It's family. We're family. We're connected. 41 years ago, I sat right where you are with the same cap, same gown, same people, same song, same everything. And, you know, I think about that. Everything's changed, but nothing's changed. And it's all about relationships. You know some of my friends. We're connected, class of 2017. You've been going to school with some of my friends. They were my friends first. Okay, all right? Let's see, who's up there? Loretta Drummond, she's been driving you on the bus, yes. Sharon Workman, she's been dressing you at the place. Jerry Lynn Butler, she's been feeding you. Sheila Clow, she got you straight, didn't she? And my boy Leroy, I love him, I know! Is he here today? Oh, man, do not tell him I put his picture up there. Okay. You know something fun? We're still all friends today, 41 years later. Yeah, Jerry Lynn. Yeah, I know. She's cute, isn't she? Back then, we didn't have McDonald's. We didn't have Sonic. We didn't have Vanderwinds Creamery. The only job a girl could get was babysitting. And so during my high school years, I babysat for this sweet, I remember this one cute little sweet boy. He was so cute, but he would never go to bed. And I call my mom and I go, Mom, how do I get him to go to bed? I can't even catch him. He's climbing up and down the steps. And yeah, isn't he cute? His name was Heath. You may know him as Mr. Chazanoff, I know. And I think his parents were grooming him for superintendent. Look at those suits. I know it, I know. And his dad, yeah, I will ask for forgiveness later, I know. His dad was our teacher at Woodbridge. And when he came, we thought John Travolta had come to Woodbridge. Oh, the memories and the relationships that bring joy to our lives. We want to thank you, class of 2017. What a storybook year you have had. And you know, you've given us memories that are going to last a lifetime. You've brought people together. And you know what the cool part is? You don't even know all the stories. I wish I had time to tell you all the stories that have happened because of your class. You're not even aware of it. God has used you, okay? And here's the exciting thing. You have used what God's given you, all the gifts that he's given you. And a side note here, he's given you these gifts for one purpose, to glorify him. It's always to shine your light on him, not ourselves. You've been together. I've been doing some research on you. Look at this. You've been together a long time. 12, 13 years. You all began this journey as innocent little children, singing this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you have finished well, still shining your light. And I got a message for you this morning. The world needs your light. Amen? The world needs your light. They need your light. Few highlights, and I wish I had time to say everything, but these are just a few. There's a million more. But state football championship? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm glad I lived long enough to see it. I mean, record-breaking, history-making. But you know what the real headline was? It was football players giving their hearts to the Lord and playing for him. That was the real victory. Make no mistake, FCA, Fellow Christian Athlete Dinners, and life-changing conversations with George and Amanda Rawl. That was the real victory. And then basketball. Here we go. Back-to-back state playoffs? Thank you, Lord. I mean, unbelievable. And girls, I haven't forgotten you. I haven't forgotten you. Because I know that this class was a big part last year of the first ever state playoff for girls soccer. Yeah, and on the same day as prom, get that. That's a real champ, yeah. And all the other teams, those of you that wore the blue and gray, you're amazing. You know what? You've taught us that you win some, you lose some, but you get dressed for all of them. And it's who you are off the field that matters. It's who you are when nobody's looking. And the last 4 years, oh my word, you've made us laugh and cry as we've watched Little Mermaid, Shrek, Grease Lightning, and Legally Blonde. I've seen them all. And I always leave with tears in my eyes. I can't help it. I do. Because I see your advisors, Ms. Workman and Ms. Jones, pull out what God has put inside of you. Thank you for sharing these amazing gifts. Same thing with the music program. I was there this past fall, not an empty seat, as we celebrated and saluted all the military and all the Woodbridge Pass graduates who are serving our country. Their faces flashed on the screen. It was an unbelievable night. There wasn't a seat. It was standing room only. And I know that some of you are going to be on that screen, and we will be so proud of you. Each one of you, listen to me, each one of you has made a significant contribution to this class. No gift is too small. And your future does look bright. academics, I could go on. Electronics, too. I heard there's a brain child in your class. I heard there's the next Bill Gates. I don't know who he is. I don't want to know the name because then you might have to kill me. But someone in your class can always hack into the Wi-Fi password. Is that right? Am I right? And sometimes the administrators have to get into him or her. I don't know who it is. I don't want to know. But I do know this. I had some fun because I'm fun. I like fun. I asked some of you and I asked some parents. Why, I even asked someone who graduated last year, who's the craziest person in the class of 2017? Who is that? And the same name came up every single time. Trevor. Fun. Trevor forever. Thank you, Trevor, for bringing joy to this class. And thank you, Lord, for giving these amazing gifts to the class of 2017. And thank you to the teachers. There's a lot of your teachers here, your elementary teachers today. And thank you to the administrators who are with us today, the school board, bus drivers, food service, nurses, staff. Guys, you will never be paid what you're worth. You, in my book, you are the unsung heroes in America. You are on the front lines. And you are using your gifts. And you've been called by God. And you know, you've inspired this class of 2017. Why, you've even inspired some of them to do what you do. And that's called taking it full circle. Can we hear it for our administrators and our school staff? Can we? Yeah. Okay, I bet you can't name the 1987 World Series champions. No Googling. Put your phone away. I bet you can't. What about the 1996 Super Bowl champs? Mm-hmm. Now, you won't know that unless you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. And Jeff wanted me to remind you that would be 1972, 78, 93, 94, and 96. Blue and gray all the way, all right? How about the first round draft pick of 1999? I think that was the year some of you were born. I bet you don't know. Fame and glory and trophies. Yeah, even the Woodbridge Championship. Yeah. Fame and glory and trophies will tarnish and fade. But isn't it crazy that we can remember who we sat by in the first grade on the school bus? True? Or who we had lunch with in the third grade. Some of you told me that your favorite memory of middle school was running from the courtyard to lunch. That was it? Okay, great. Wow. And you don't forget that seventh grade teacher who made you feel special and loved, that you could do and be anything, like Mr. Sam Wiley, who also graduated this year to be with the Lord. And as I visited him in the hospital, I took a gift wrapped in orange tissue and paper, and he had the biggest smile when I walked in, and memories just flooded that room. See, we both like the color orange. That was back in 1970, and he was our seventh grade teacher. Relationships, priceless. That's what you've made with each other, class of 2017. Relationships that bring joy, joy, and will last forever. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one other influential teacher this morning who's left his mark on this community who passed away this year. High school English teacher, Mr. Norman Reynolds. I mean, he taught my mom. He taught me. How many of you had Mr. Reynolds? Look. Oh, my word. Look. Oh, my word. Yes, he taught America. He did. And as I look back, I perceived him as being hard and tough, but he made a difference. Sometimes I was even afraid of him, but he stretched us. And the English teachers at the college level said they knew which students came from Woodbridge because he had prepared them. I see, it's so true. He had prepared them. Class of 2017, many of your teachers are going to be with you at graduation today and here. Will you just thank them one more time? As you leave today, thank them. Give them a hug. Thank them for loving you. And for stretching you, and for preparing you. For 40 years, I've been out there living life and learning. And I hate to tell you this today, but school is never out, right? School is never out. And I was thinking, I've been out 41 years. And 40, who said that? Woo, I know. Nelson, you're right behind me. 40's biblical. God's people wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Jesus was tempted 40 days in the desert. And Noah was flooded for 40, rained 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not going to share you 40 lessons, but I do have a couple that I pray will help you as you leave today. Okay? Number one, big one. Don't compare. Don't compare yourself. Put your blinders on, stay in your own lane, and run your own race. Because here's what happens. When you compare yourself to others, you're going to compare your worst with their best. And you're going to come up short every single time. And you know the other thing about that? You're going to miss. You're going to miss what God has for you. And He's got something just for you. So don't compare. It's biblical. 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts. Do it. Second thing, keep your eyes on God. Oh, my word. The world is going to sell you a bunch of stuff. Nothing is ever going to be enough. Nothing is ever going to satisfy you. Mm-hmm. Not the best job, not the biggest house, not the cutest guy, not the coolest car, not even the best vacation destination. It will never, ever be enough. I've learned to be content. This is a really good thing. I've learned to be content, but without being complacent. Right? And this is one of my favorite verses, Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God, first, and His righteousness. And righteousness means relationship with Him, okay? And all these things will be added to you. The third thing, God is always there, always. It may not feel like it, oh, right adults, and it may not look like it, but He is always at work in our lives. Nothing is ever wasted when God's in it. And He may be waking us up. He may be growing us. He may be directing us back to Him. And you know what? He may be giving you something that you can use to help somebody else down the road. Just as we sang, Lean on Me. And Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded? Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be frightened. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. As Mr. Reynolds taught me, present tense is. He is here. He's here today. He is. And the fourth one of my favorites, watch who you hang with. Do you know that you become like the five people? Look at the person sitting next to you. Oh, my, look, oh, my. You become like the five people you're hanging out with? Because you know what's really important to remember? You're one of somebody else's five. So what are you giving out? I love this. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. So true. And it's in the Bible, Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. Don't you want to be sharp and be your best? And is the same in 1 Corinthians, bad company corrupts good character. There's a Disney movie called Inside Out. How many of you have seen it? Okay, this is crazy. I've never seen it. I've never seen the movie. Never seen it. And I was tempted to watch. I said, no, I'm going to watch it after I do this today. Okay, I've never seen it, but here's what I know. People come up to me all the time, and they'll go, Pam, you're that joy person in that movie. You're that joy. I said, I am, and I have no idea who it is. I don't even know if it's good. I have no idea. But I did hear, Rachel told me, that in the movie, joy helps all the other emotions, sadness, anger, fear, disgust. She helps them remember. She takes them back, and it's all about the relationships. And you know what, guys? I don't know everything. I'm still learning. But I do know this much. If you want joy, real joy, in your life for the rest of your life, I know the secret. I know the secret, okay? And it goes in this order. If you will put Jesus first, and then you will put others second. And then comes you. Sorry about that. But then comes you. This, do you see it? Do you see the joy? This is the equation for a successful, fulfilled, and godly life. And again, the world's going to tell you different. Okay, you were born as a baby. You don't remember, but you were, wah, 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 feed me. Wah, 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 change me. Wah, 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 I'm tired. Wah. I mean, you cried all the way home. And then you became a toddler, and it was like, mine. Remember that? Share, little Susie. No, mine. And then you got to those little, yeah, those preteen years, and you were like, you're not my boss. Remember those? You're not my boss. Mm-hmm. It just swirls to me, 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 me. It's all about me. What about me? That hurt my feelings. What about me? And today, we've become a selfie generation, literally. All about self. The focus is all on ourselves. Newsflash, it's not about us. It's about Jesus first, then others, and then you. And in that order, you will experience joy, unspeakable joy, no matter what the circumstances. The greatest command in the Bible. It's the joy, I renamed it the joy command, okay? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind. This is the first and great command. And the second, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. That's others. So be others focused. Can you try to do that? I know sometimes it's hard, but whether you're at the post office or the bank or Texas Roadhouse, and yes, even in the checkout line at Walmart, I know it's hard. But can you just be kind and be focused on others? You know, be a giver. My mom, where's my mom? Mom, where are you? Can you hear me, Mom? Okay. My mom taught me that the secret of living is giving. Do you get it? Secret of living is giving. I don't care where we go. Somebody will run up to her and go, Miss Carell, Miss Carell, Miss Carell. Do you remember me? And she doesn't, but you know, yes, I think I do. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? Do you remember me? And she says, and then he would say, I used to come to your house after every wrestling season for spaghetti dinner. That's what they remember. I think the last one was Alonzo Frisbee. Never mentioned he was state champ. Never. That didn't even come up. He remembered the what? Spaghetti dinner. And you know, I was thinking about this. Man, it's a big year. It was on the football field. But you know what my favorite memory is going to be? That, and Jeff and I talk about this all the time. It's etched in my mind. Standing on the 20-yard line with a little boy named Heath and his dad. We were sweating as much as you were. I just want y'all to know that, weren't we, Heath? Play by play with you. Oh, pacing, cheering, high-fiving, hugging. That's a memory that's going to be etched in my brain forever. Wow. You know, it doesn't cost anything just to smile. Let me see your best smile. Oh, that's pretty good. You all should really be smiling. Doesn't cost anything to smile or a kind word. You never know what it will mean to someone. This is the last little story I want to tell you. It just happened to me, and it's just, I can't stop smiling, but I live on Redden Road, and there was construction on that road, and you know those happy people that hold the signs? You know those? They love their job. They did. I'm not sure if I think they did graduate, but they have their sign. They're there. Go, slow, stop, right? Okay, I love it. I love it. So anyway, I'm there. Here I go. I'm stopped. He's big. He probably could play for the Dallas Cowboy, and he is not happy. And so the first day, I just nodded. I just nodded and smiled. Nothing. Back. The second day, I nodded, and I smiled, and I just waved. Nothing. The third day, I like a challenge. I nodded, I smiled, and I really waved. He nodded. Victory. The third day, I nodded, smiled, waved, and gave him a thumbs up. Guess what? He nodded, smiled, and gave me one back. It was so exciting. So the last day of that week, you know, I'm driving along, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to see my road worker guy. And I'm thinking about it now. I'm not even to the place where they're doing the construction. You know, usually you're like, oh, I hope they're not doing that construction today, right? I was just the opposite. Oh, I hope they're, I want to see my road worker guy. And so I get up there and there's no construction. I look at my watch, it's lunchtime. I could see them, they're all down a dirt road with their trucks eating their lunch. And I was a little disappointed, I got to tell you. But as I got closer, I saw something. And I got closer, I went, oh my gosh, somebody's in trouble. And then I saw him, the road worker guy. He was out of his truck. I kid you not. I blew my horn. He blew his truck horn. Isn't that a great story? It's true. True story. You know what the crazy part is? I don't even know his name. I put road worker story. I don't even know his name. You know what else? We've never spoken one word. But we have a what? Relationship. You got it. In my yearbook, we had a section called Famous Last Words. And here's mine, no laughing. Can you read it? Oh, yeah. And I would love for you to think that I was just so others focused at 18, and I was just all that, and I was thinking of others and wanted to make a difference. But we're in church, and I have to tell you the truth. And the truth of the matter is I love music, and I love Diana Ross. And I know all the words to all her songs, and this was my favorite one. But you know what? It's okay. God will use a song. God will use you wherever you are, whether you're working on the road, right, holding a sign, digging a ditch, being a stay-at-home mom, enlisting to serve our country, in a college dorm planting corn or soybean fields. He will use you, and you will never be alone. God has your back. Amen? So do all the people who are literally sitting behind you this morning. Nothing can ever separate you from God. Nothing. And life, boy, this is the biggie for you today. If you don't remember anything, I pray you'll remember this. Life isn't about finding yourself. It's about discovering who God created you to be. And when you connect with that, there's going to be a joy explosion. There is. People ask me, how do I know what that is? He'll tell you. You'll know. It will bring you energy. You will feel the most alive. You'll never get tired of doing it. You're willing to be inconvenienced to do it. It brings you energy and life and joy. And you won't have to tell people. They'll know. They'll know what it is. And one more thing about joy factor, about Jesus and others and you, and this is, I have to share this with you, because it doesn't mean everything is going to be perfect. Is that right, parents and friends? There's no guarantee. There will be life's challenges. However, that's when God is the closest to you, okay? He loves you. He made you. He died for you. And he wants a relationship with you forever and ever. And it's so simple. All you have to do is ask him into your heart. You know, people think it's got to be an old big prayer. It doesn't. It's, Lord, I want to know you personally. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. And Lord, take control of my life and help me to live for you. Joy, hope, and promise is yours. Don't leave today without taking him with you on the journey. It will be one of the greatest teams and one of the greatest classes that you will graduate with. And spend time with him. He's talking to you all the time. If you don't know, you don't have to know anything about the Bible these days. Am I right? You just Google it. I'm saying you just sit at the computer and put Bible verses for hope. Bam, they're there. Bible verses for direction. Whatever you're feeling, just type Bible verses, fill in the blank. For wisdom, whatever. And he will speak to you. You know, class of 2017, God is with you this morning. This isn't my message. I'm just the messenger today. Are you ready? You need to buckle up. Put your seatbelt on. Here we go. Because today, I try to get up early before the world starts and everybody wants and needs you, right? Spend some time with God. And this morning, I have to read the devotion because it is for the class of 2017. What's today? June the what? 4th. June the 4th. Here we go. Are you ready? I am your joy. Let these words sink into your mind. I am your companion. I will never leave you. I am a boundless source of joy. And if you really believe this, you can rest in the truth that every day of your life is a good day. So refuse to label a bad day, even when you're struggling. Your circumstances may be hard, but nonetheless, I am with you. I'm holding your hand. And there is good to be found in this day and every day because of my presence and my love. You may not be rich by worldly standards, but my unfailing love is priceless. And this love guarantees that you can find me anytime, anywhere. When your world feels anything but delightful, turn to me. I am your joy. And you know what? You just can't make stuff up like that, can you? Our God is not one of coincidences. So class of 2017, we're excited. We can't wait to see the next chapter unfold in your lives. Go be a blessing. Take God as your partner and make a difference for eternity. Because that's why he created you and gave you all your gifts. And what you do with all your gifts is going to be your gift back to him. We honor you today. We love you. We'll be praying for you. Be a light and spread the joy as you become who God created you to be. Blessings on your journey.
Lovely, lovely.